Hello, welcome back to the Re-Up Podcast. You re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. We are back this week with our regulars, Deshaun.
Hey.
And Dawson.
Hola.
Now, as usual, you can always find us at our website at www.reup-podcast.com. On SoundCloud, just look up the Re-Up Podcast, look for our logo, and you can find us on Twitter at the Re-Up Podcast. Now, this week was not necessarily different, just it was a chiller week. Not much happened. Min was announced for Smash. He comes out tomorrow, or on the 29th, Monday, this recording. That's something I'm looking forward to. But so I finally took a break, and I was watching some anime. Once again, I got some time. I'm sitting down and I'm trying to get into these new anime series, and I'm just thinking, man, it's not as good.
What are you trying to watch, though?
Pull up the list I was watching.
So what trash is being consumed?
Well, I'm going to be a hot taker off the rip. I don't like Dr. Stone.
Huh?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad, but someone...
I can't look at it. Damn. The main character looks dumb. Like, I just can't.
Senku?
Yeah.
Senku's cool,
like,
man.
He might be a badass, but, like, damn, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh haircut, like, it's not even a Yu-Gi-Oh haircut anymore. It's a damn...
It's an onion.
And then fucking, don't even get me started on old girl
with the eyes. Oh, man.
Looking like a hammerhead shark, boy. Got that 360-degree view. Like,
it's funny. The three big ones that came out of that class, of that season, for that anime season, was, besides Dr. Stone, was Fire Force and Demon Slayer. And when Fire Force has the backing of the author who did Soul Eater.
Yeah, but he's quitting Fire Force, so...
I know.
But big meme.
But Fire Force, for what it is really good. And Demon Slayer, which just wrapped up its story on manga-wise, did a really good job for what it was trying to put out.
Hot take.
Oh, another one.
I don't think Fire Force is that good. I couldn't make it past the first season.
Man, I still haven't finished the third episode.
It didn't grab my interest fast enough. It was trying to go for like this whole, the firemen, there's some evil shit going on in the deep net or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Fire Force, you've seen Fire Force. And yeah. The mystery did not intrigue me well enough. It did not intrigue. You know what mystery intrigued me? Dora Hedoro.
I am not done with that, but I like that show a lot. I really do. Every time I go back to watch an episode, I enjoy it.
I'm trying to figure out why this dude got a lizard head, dude.
But Dorodoro is a 3D generated anime, right?
Yeah, it uses CGI.
Right. And it looks really good. And it encompasses its art style from the manga, I believe.
The manga looks completely different, actually.
Really?
It looks more like Berserk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a little bit more gruesome in detail. But like they simplified the character designs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works because of the dark comedy of the show itself.
But they didn't do anything outlandish to designs, right?
No.
Then
but
what?
Kaimon, like in the manga, looks a little bit more like a lizard than
I see.
The Kaimon that we know. And it looks a little bit more grungy.
One of my big questions is, why can't we get stuff like that in the West? Reason why I'm talking about this discussion is because I just finished watching yesterday Lupin the Third, the first movie that came out last year.
Oh, you found a rip of it?
It's on Kiss Anime online.
Okay.
And, oh my God, it's such a beautiful movie. That CGI was so well done, and I'm sitting here just infatuated by all of the assets and colors and actual good CGI, and also the amazing soundtrack, but that's always with Lupin, no matter what. But I'm sitting here thinking, after I was completely blown away, I'm like, why can't we get that here?
Good CGI we do. It's called Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Oh my goodness. It took us to yell at a production company and for them to put back a movie to then get a decent movie. Because if everyone remembers, that Sonic movie that we got was only because we pandered so hard. And even then, it was okay.
I'm over here, just like with the Lupin the Third movie. I would say I'm cool with the visuals, but the most disturbing part is seeing Jigen's eyes.
Hey, he did. We stand for that. Jigen was had no reason to be like that. All right, put it like that.
What?
I mean, that boy super handsome for no reason. I remember scrolling through. I think I was still using Tumblr before I just deleted it completely. That was like one of the biggest things when that trailer dropped was G without his hat. But they gave gave my boy Goemon some love in that movie too, and that's always.
Oh, good Goemon's though. Relevant?
Yes, what? He is relevant. Yes.
That's big meme.
But like, so
I'm so used to Goemon just being like, ah, I show up and I am stoic Japanese man.
But it was such a good movie, and I was always just thinking like, so also I think they did the same company that did the remake of the Pokemon movie, the first Mewtwo movie that they remade a few years ago,
and that. Are you sure about that, Greg?
I think so.
Don't think. I'm not trying to be canceled, all right?
I'm pretty sure. Look.
We're only on episode six. Can't be getting canceled already, Greg.
Look, if I get canceled because
I enjoy a Pokemon movie.
No, I forget which CGI company did which movie. Then we have a bigger problem on the internet, all right? I believe it was the same company but
don't assume.
Oh my goodness, here.
Because we know what happens when you assume, Greg. You make an ass out of you and me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. Well, I'll look it up and do further research on that. But anyway, the Pokemon movie that they remade a few years ago with CGI also looked fucking gorgeous. But then
I didn't think so. I thought it looked trash.
Really?
Yes.
How so? I thought it looked good.
A, the cinematography, and then B, the Pokemon just looked too toy-like.
Bro, they're Pokemon. Would you rather them, like, had in Detective Pikachu in super, super realistic?
No.
I mean, like, that's the thing is that, like, well, that's kind of what the Lupin the Third movie is kind of going for. I could see every little hair on Lupin's little bowl-shaped head.
You know what's crazy? The more like realistic CGI gets to look, the less I like it because I don't know. I like cartoon animation look. The further we go into the future where they can make CGI look real, the less I'm like.
That's actually why I liked Lupin and the Pokemon movie was because the CGI kept it in kind of its art style. In terms of like. Uncanny Valley is I don't really like the mocap in Last of Us, especially the new one.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just looked a little too unnerving for me. Like, it almost looked real, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, so when I get that scene of a fat white guy punching little Asian boys, it's ultra realistic.
Oh my
also, I get the scene of Joel's skull cracking like an egg, you know. Pretty realistic.
And then there goes half my followers.
Hey, it's good that they're being spoiled.
For context.
It's good that they're being spoiled because we do not support Neil Druckmann nor any of his work here.
For context, Naughty Dog released The Last of Us Part 2, which Part 1 came out, 2010? Last of Us came out? I think.
Yeah.
So that's been
sometimes.
Right. So it's been 10 years in the making, and it's finally released. And it's either you love this game, everyone needs to stop shitting on it for hating it because no one got their way, or this game is really bad because its writing and story plot is terrible. And no one seems to can really meet the middle on this on this, and that was the Last of Us community for ever right now. I don't think it's died down yet. But in terms of animation wise, it's technically a Marvel. Like all the scenes in The Last of Us Part 2 that I saw were incredibly well animated. Again, I don't like the super hyper realistic aspect they have with like the face capture, but I will give props to where props are due in terms of it looks really fucking good.
It looks beautiful. It looks like a really beautiful game.
We can chalk up on how kind of, in my opinion, too, the story's kind of trash.
So what I'm seeing is I ain't seeing no connections between the Lupin, the first movie, and Pokemon.
Oh, you did it right on episode. Okay, all right.
Yeah, don't assume, Greg.
I won't assume. God damn. I will not assume.
We're gonna get canceled because of you. You're gonna assume
over
something.
Over a CGI. Okay. All right. Let's make a note here. Episode 6. Not assume.
Make sure I do my research.
Yeah, that's gonna be the title name of this episode. Don't assume.
Yep. All right. Here's the thing. I was talking with Dawson before episode. Is that I think it's my belief that we need to distance ourselves in the anime community from our original big three, because we still kind of hold on to those, and I don't feel like we can move forward in the community for good anime if we keep holding on to.
I think we should move on from mainstream crap.
Yeah, that's as much as I love and always fanboy over Dragon Ball, it's time to move
that's
on.
Right. That's right. I'm calling you out, My Hero Academia. That's right. Hot takes, boys.
Hey. To be fair,
My Hero ain't that good.
I'm liking what's going on in the manga right now. I will not spoil anything, but I read that, and it got off track for a good two volumes. But as the weekly chapter I read, it's at a climax right now, which I think is really good. But
My Hero is... I have issues with it. The more and more I look at it, it infuriates me. Why hasn't Deku just decided just to off Bakugo? Like, he's not man enough to do it. Like,
off Bakugo? Bakugo is his character.
Like, I'm over here. Like, this guy physically tortured you for years on end. Now you have the power to do something about it.
And he still won't do anything.
Exactly. What a cuck.
Oh my god.
That just proves how strong Deku is. That he doesn't have
strong. Oh, how strong he is. He's the bigger man.
He's the bigger man.
And
even bigger. Though in that fight he's like, I hate you, Bakugan. Yeah.
Deku's dick is bigger too.
Oh my god.
But let's talk about One Piece and how it needs to end.
Yes. One Piece needs to end. Baruto should have been a bigger distance from Naruto, and Bleach, it was okay. I never got completely into it, but people still hype it up to where it needs to be way too much.
Alright, I love how y'all talk about One Piece needs to end, but at least One Piece has good world building
makes sense
for the world.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It makes sense for the world. Unlike a certain My Hero Academia whose world building is garbo.
Look, first, we didn't defend My Hero, and we're not saying One Piece is bad. All I'm saying is that it just kind of needs to stop.
They should have pulled a Demon Slayer and ended it early.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all should have ended it at the All for One fight. And leave it up to your imagination what happens to Deku.
That would be cool. It would have hurt way more, but it would have been all right, especially from how it's been going. I think Demon Slayer wrapped up so nice and neatly.
Exactly.
That should have killed All Might.
All Might, there's one something I was watching where this guy was like, man, All Might's been dying for four seasons now.
I swear, when are you gonna die? Just croak already. Come on.
Bro, we waiting on All Might, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh my.
Today, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies. All Might dies.
Oh no.
All Might is basically just a corpse walking around now.
But it would progress, it would kick the story forward a lot. Deaths always kick off a story forward. And
no,
it would be a no.
Don't say that, Greg. Don't say deaths always kick a story forward. Deaths do not always kick a story forward. No, not always.
It depends on how you do it.
Exactly. Because
there have been some crappy examples.
All right, spoiler. Have y'all seen Harley Quinn? Spoiler for Harley Quinn. But on season one, they killed Scarecrow. Did that move the story any further?
Major no. plot. Okay, major
they
character.
They kill people
okay,
all the time.
Okay, fine. Major character deaths can push the
not
story
necessarily.
Forward.
Okay. Not even necessarily.
Look at Last of Us 2. Contrivancy death.
That's just
I'm
going to
kill
no,
the main
no.
character. I'm going to kill the main character for some contrivancy so I can explain why we have a new main character. Not because it logically makes sense because this character is either old or some reason. No, they just need to be removed from the picture so we can move on to the next person.
Look, and I'll even give a story example of DC Universe. When they kill Jason Todd first, like...
No. First of all, no, you cannot. Do not pull up any type of reference in comic books because everyone dies. It
yes.
comes back. There's no actual true death in comic
so that
books.
Means, so that means you can't... That means you... that by that logic, that means you can't say all...
I didn't all say all. Death. I did. Okay, all right.
You said deaths always. Well, let me... Deaths always... push the story forward. No, sometimes they just do it just to do it, and it's like
Dragon
well, why
Ball
do you do it?
Be like
exactly.
Actually, how about this? A mentor's death can push the story forward. Done
yes.
right.
Yes.
What you mean? There's big spoilers in The Last of Us 2 that proves otherwise.
Okay, Last of Us 2 is a dumpster fire right now that can be discussed later on. I'm trying to focus on, let's say, anime.
Yeah, but you're saying that a mentor's death, but that's a clear example.
Did I not just say done right? They didn't do anything right in that game, besides the animation and the actual technical prowess. Story-wise, it was written by someone on fucking archive of your own and some shit. But anyway... A good example to this, I feel like it pushed the story forward in a good way, would be like Jiraiya's death.
Yeah, that was a very impactful death
that
went throughout the course of the thing, the series. Yeah.
That really tipped off for me going back saying, hey, I kind of really want to watch Shippuden now.
But then Naruto just that's overlooked completely. We never going back to Jiraiya. This is like it was impactful at the moment.
Yeah.
And then after that, once we get into the like Great Ninja War and all the hula boo boo, Kaguya, Jiraiya's death meant nothing. He was just a pawn in the scheme of Madara because everything was a pawn in the scheme of Madara.
Madara just went Inception. It was like everything was part of my master plan.
Everything was part of my plan.
That's why like Naruto. I think that's the issue why people don't like Boruto, because from what I've seen of Boruto, it looks interesting. But the thing is that Naruto ended on such a... Well, all these story themes that we've been making, they don't matter. Hard work and effort? Nah. It's just genetics and reincarnation.
Yep. I would have liked Boruto better.
Neji was right.
Oh my gosh.
Neji was right.
I would have liked Barto better if it was focused on his sister, actually. I think she's way cooler than and had way more potential than
I would have liked Boruto if he just didn't exist.
Boruto better if they would have went the Korra route. And did like a
further move. Instead of just like giving him a whole new fucking eye formation, whatever, I forget what they're called. This is like just giving like a non-Hyuga the Byakugan or like because stuff like that
Man,
is this
the
different.
Best parts of Boruto are the parts that where it's like Naruto. The best part of Boruto are the Naruto characters.
But that shouldn't be. That's where it falls. That's
exactly.
That shouldn't be.
And that's the thing is that, like, you have two examples. You have Korra, where it tried to distance itself decently enough, but it still had to rely on that avatar cell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which the thing is, like, you know what I would have liked is exploring more of this ninja world, because you realize that all the villages in Naruto are just like one small area of the world.
Yeah.
The samurai people exist. There's a whole continent on like the other side of the world. Like there's a lot more to explore.
God, it'd be so funny if there was just modern day, like regular 21st century on the other side of their world. And then why are you guys all running around like ninjas? Like, but this is our, what are you talking about?
Well, remember the aliens gave humanity the chakra fruit. So everybody has access to chakra.
Oh, goodness.
Except yeah. Except for, well, he has access to chakra, but he just can't use the jutsu.
Right.
Oh yeah.
He does the taijutsu, which is great.
Which is taijutsu, cool.
It was so cool for that 1 second when, you know, Guy kicked the crap out of Madara, but then Madara was like, ha, LOL, bad guy powers, regenerated.
Well,
plot armor.
That was false.
But I think taijutsu has always been cool. I don't think, well, even though Madara did just pull the haha, I'm main bad guy super armor thing, it's never been, well, that's not that, like, no one's gone and said taijutsu, that's not that cool, you know? Like, I always remember growing up, like, Rock Lee was fucking awesome.
Rock Lee
should have been the main character, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to go for the theme of hard work gets you places,
Rock Lee
should. Naruto didn't work. Like, Naruto was destined to win.
His
dad was the Hokage.
And he was a descendant of he's a reincarnation of a god. Like, what?
He was destined to win from day one.
Nine-tailed beast inside of him.
It's funny how
giving him unlimited chakra. Like, what?
It's funny when they tried to like kind of patch up old Naruto lore to fix up of what they made in Shippuden. It's like, okay, sure, he was ostracized as a kid, but how did no one know that was his dad? They didn't know.
They were just dicks.
They didn't. Yeah, like you know how like what's his name? Not Satoshi. Is it Satoshi? The third Hokage.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sarutobi.
Yeah, Sarutobi is like, he's over here like, yo, I'm over here. He's over here and he's like, dog, like, I'll protect your son. Don't worry. I got you. Well, what is Sarutobi doing when we catch him in Naruto? He's like, oh, I got my own grandkids to raise. You on your own, Naruto. While you cry on the swing.
I'm telling you, they're
God, dudes. They always go back to that crying on the swing scene, and I hate it.
And I'm just like, Sarutobi was watching in his glass orb and was doing nothing.
You're bullshit.
He was laughing at him. He was like, I got my own grandkids, B. What's this grandkid's name?
Is it Konohamaru?
Yeah, Konohamaru. He's just like, yeah, I got Konohamaru, but dude, like, you're on your own, dog. Like,
Kakashi knew too, right?
Yeah. What?
Kakashi knew too, right?
Yeah. Like, Kakashi was literally, he was part of that whole plan. Like, far as I know, Minato was like, yo, Kakashi, my wife's gonna be giving birth soon. And you know the whole deal with that, so I'm gonna go off and do my thing. Oh, what an asshole. Like, none of y'all decided to take in Naruto and be like, you have my family last name now or something. You know, be a good parent. Nah, y'all let him live in that crappy apartment
by himself,
sustaining himself on ramen. What is he, a college student?
Yes, he's been a college student since birth.
Playing life on hard mode. But at the same time, it wasn't really hard mode because everybody... He had people high up. It's not like he was a true street orphan.
No.
He was a street orphan that had, like, you know, rich millionaires looking after him secretly.
And then, so, like, one thing I always, like, pull up, like, he was just gifted that immense power with the Ninetales. If the Ninetales didn't exist or he wasn't the Shingeki, he would be so ass.
It would have been Klaatu for the first episode when he did all those shadow clones. He wouldn't be able to do all that. That would have been it. He stole. Yeah. He would have stole the scroll, and then he would have got clapped by, I forgot his name, but that got one guy and went to go kill him, and then the story would have ended.
Shit. And then I would have liked it if it was the fucking base early Naruto fucking Sasuke, but then he turned out to be a whiny bitch the entire rest of the Shippuden.
Yeah, Sasuke was kind of
like a little Sasuke weird. Was somewhat justified being super broody and angsty like the entirety of the time of Naruto.
Oh no, well, like yes and no, like he should have stopped that as soon as he figured out that his brother was the real OG.
Well, he didn't figure out until Shippuden, out right?
Yeah, he found that out in Shippuden. He should have stopped it as soon as Itachi was like, "Yo, dog." It had to happen. This was for the greater leaf. And then also, don't even get me started on Sasuke at the end of the series being like, I want to be Hokage now. God. You what?
Man, fuck. Man, Shikamaru was a better friend to Naruto than Sasuke was.
Absolutely. I saw that somewhere. I was like, that's absolutely true.
All right, so hypothetical here. Say one of us joins ISIS.
And we're like, we're gonna join
the Islamic State of Syria.
Oh my goodness.
We're going off. I'm saying I'm resigning my US citizenship and I'm going out to the Middle East. The next time you see me, would you really want to be like, Deshaun, come back to the US? I love you. We're friends. No. That's effectively what Sasuke did. He was like, I'm going to join this really super evil terrorist organization.
And then Naruto's like, you're my best friend.
I'm like, dog, nah. I would have been like, you're betraying the village. You on the death list too now. As soon as you stepped out of them gates and were like, scratch your headband, it would have been over. I've been like, we might have been friends, but I don't have to Rasengan you now.
But they were friends, but they also were each other's first kiss. So that you got to think about it like that. I can't
remember my first. I'm trying to remember what the only bond that I remember them having before. They kissed. No, not shut the fuck up. Shut up. No, was I think the Hidden Mist dude that battle. That's about it. Yeah, that was about it, right? That was like the only life or death situation together. Every other scene was them arguing with each other.
Arguing.
Don't even get me started on Sakura. Thought belonged to the streets.
Ooh.
Hot take. Hot take. She likes abusive relationships.
That's not a hot take.
No, I wasn't done. My hot take was I actually ended up liking Sakura towards at the end of Shippuden only because of I liked her different ability of fucking out their strength jutsu and stuff like that.
Just because you like your personal ability doesn't mean that they're a good character. She's ass and useless.
Trash.
She didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, she's over here like Naruto, especially at the end when she's like, well, Naruto, I kind of like you.
I was like, what had me, it was somewhere they were in like the snow somewhere, and then she like gets on her hands and knees in tears telling Naruto that she loves him and then don't go.
Man,
and that was all the whole ploy. I was like, are they doing this?
I was like, lame.
I am so glad Naruto didn't get with her. She was trash.
Exactly. Like, she really do belong to the street. I was really hoping. I was really hoping Sarada's mom was Karen. Kareen, or whatever her name is. Because, like, that would have been a bigger twist. Because the only fate that Sakura deserves is the fate of being cucked by her lover. That is the only fate she deserves.
Though I do say like stuff like her jutsu and medical ninjutsu was slept on because one of my favorite characters back in Naruto was Kabuto, only because he took that medical ninjutsu and was super fucking deadly with the syringe blades.
Yeah, you know what's funny about medical jutsu in Naruto? It's like, you remember the scene where like Kakashi gets Obito's eye?
Yes.
It's over here like, dog, I can transplant an eye, you know, that has millions of nerves and veins and all that in a matter of minutes.
Yo, Itani's friend.
Ren was on some other medical stuff. Oh, I can transplant eyes in seconds, boy.
And a whole eyeball, like, yo, with no nerve damage.
Intact.
What was Kakashi's friend that died? He was supposed to, like, he gave him his eye. He literally ripped
Obito.
It out. Obito. Itachi's,
that was Obito.
That was not Obito.
Oh, you're talking about Itachi?
Yes.
Susui,
yes. He just said, here, take this, and just plucked it.
Take my eyeball. Yeah. Naruto be like,
not to mention fucking Danzo, who just went to taking other people's eyeballs.
Like eyeballs in Naruto. They really love
the eye. You see, it's a metaphor because the eye is the gateway to the soul. Get it? And so they have powerful souls because they're the reincarnations of each one of the major eye clans. Were, you know, the descendants of the original eyeball people.
And then you just had the kind of the off-put of the Rinnegan, and it was just like, oh, well.
Yeah, I kind of hate, like, the eyeball magic. Like, it kind of got ridiculous after a while. Like, Chibaku Tensei, as cool as it is, do you know what that's doing? That's literally, I'm looking at something, and I'm creating a point of gravity on on Earth. I'm creating my own point of gravity. That's going to suck up all the rocks in the area and make a giant rock, and then I'm gonna drop it on Earth.
Hell, the author of Naruto is doing another series right now. I think it's Samurai 8.
Samurai 8, and it's not doing well because guess what? Everybody's like,
But actually, it's funny. I started reading it when it first came out. I haven't read it recently, but when I was reading it was unique and interesting enough to, I would like to see an anime of it. It was super fucking different. It was like, just do Naruto. I'm like, well, fuck, then he's not going to be able to do anything cool like this.
Nope. Once you get one niche, you can't do anything else.
It's fucking samurais in space and it's like cool, like ancient technology and shit. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
The only person who can do that, I forgot his name, but he made Cowboy Bebop, Space Dandy, and Samurai Champloo. Him. He's the only one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's the only one. Ever.
Hot take. we should just rename this podcast Hot Takes.
No, we're too close to the fucking the hot ones, the fucking wing people.
Hot one. Hot boys.
Yeah, I'm over here spouting out truths about the world that people can't handle. I'm over here like, guess what?
Here's a hot take question. Is JoJo overrated?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it.
I will tell you that as a JoJo fan, it is overrated. It is as overrated as it is praised. It is good. It's like a masterpiece, but at the same time, it's utter trash sometimes. So,
because there are times where I'll go back and watch like some scenes from JoJo, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" But I like it. But I'm like, "What the fuck?" Exactly. I like this.
It's so dumb that you can't like it. That you can't not like it. It's the Ultraman principle. How are you gonna tell me this guy running around in a suit? A rubber suit isn't cool. You're not. it's so dumb. It's cool.
At that point, why is Power Rangers or like the Kamen Riders? Why is all that so widely popular when you look at it?
Cool, right? Power Rangers is cool.
If you rewatch the episode of Power Rangers right now, you're gonna be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Go, Power Rangers!
Guys, we are adults. We don't watch Power Rangers anymore. We watch Sentai. We have evolved.
Oh, okay. Please tell
me. We no longer have to watch crappy localizations. We get to watch the actual thing. We have the actual context of what's happening.
And is it that much better?
Actually, kind of, yeah.
Huh.
For example, you would never catch me watching Megaforce with like the pirates, but you could catch me watching some Gokaiger, because Gokaiger has some interesting characters, and the Red Ranger in that is great. His name is Commander Red. He's so dumb. I love him.
What do you think they should start doing? Kind of like what American or the Western have been doing recently. Just either revamping or just revamping older shows for a modern take. Do you think you should start doing that in anime?
No.
Well, no. That's the thing is that, like, what we've seen it with Dororo.
Yeah, I know. Seasons back. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a remake.
Really do you count Crybaby, Devilman Crybaby as a...
Yeah, that was a remake.
You know, I know. It's a few years.
The Japanese are better at doing it than we are.
Yeah, that's what it is. If you're rehashing it just to make money, which is what we do over here. Like when most Americans rehash things and bring it back, it's mostly to make money. The Japanese try to pay homage to what came before and give their own take on it, but they still pay homage to what and pay respect to what originally was. But with America, we kind of just. It's gonna make us money. Like they have like how they resurrected Scooby Doo for the 300th time
for money.
But they paid homage to a bunch of other Hanna-Barbera.
They paid homage, but it was mainly for money.
True.
And they were just they're reanimating Scoob's lifeless corpse for for money.
Hey, I know.
He's sitting there chained up, and they siphon his life force and plop it onto a movie.
Yeah, they just happen to dig up some more graves this time. They're like, "Ooh, Captain Caveman's grave." Haven't seen this one in a while.
Now,
Nick Dastardly. Oh, you've been dead for a while. It's time for you to come back.
Now, been dead for a while. Time to reanimate.
Now I know it's been. I think it's been either 2001, I think, was the last remake of this, but I would love to see another remake of one of my favorites, Astro Boy.
Well, yeah.
The last remake was so bad.
It was so garbled.
It was so bad. He didn't show up into the original Astro Boy costume until the last scene of the movie.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the 2008 movie.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, I think back in 2001, they redid the series.
Oh, yeah, the series, yeah. That was all right.
Astro Boy is cool, and when I was younger, the first thing that I saw was the movie, that trash movie of Astro Boy.
I remember doing research on this. That was like third partied out to some Chinese development studio, and they kind of just left it there.
Well, it was ass.
You see, why watch Astro Boy when you can watch its better counterpart, Cyborg 009, which has, instead of just one iconic cyborg, it has nine of them that were from across the world. They're all diverse. You got a Native American, you got an African, you got a German, you got an American, you got a Japanese kid, because, I mean, obviously the main character is Japanese because Japan. But, Japanese, you know, and they each have their own abilities. Like the Chinese guy who's like the chef, he can like breathe fire. The African dude, like he can swim. He has like jets in his feet that make him swim. We are progressive over here.
Progressive.
Black character that can swim.
Swim.
Man. If you saw his original design, you wouldn't think that was progressive. But
Twitter, eat your heart out.
Japan. But you have the main character who has, like, his main ability is he has a time accelerator in his body. So, like, you can just, like, basically slow down time pretty much.
Wait. So they gave the black dude I can swim, what a lot of Americans can do now. And they gave the Asian guy time.
The American guy got jet thrusters where he can fly in the air, but the black guy got he can swim in deep depths. Like that would usually crush an average person.
Well,
yeah.
The better way of saying I can swim is I can withstand massive pressure, but it's still I can swim.
Yeah. So he's like bulletproof.
That makes it better.
But then why is okay?
And then you got the German guy who has like a gun. He has like he's just like his whole body's a weapon. So like he has like knives and stuff in his arms. He has like machine gun fingers. It's pretty cool.
Anything, but I feel like anything, any power that you get that has time manipulation is so broken.
Yeah, like, but he can only use it like, he can only use it like, like it's not like an infinite, like he
can activate it. That's the thing.
Because he'll overheat and just explode because he's a robot. So. See,
that's the thing. Every time you have a time manipulation, it's always, oh, I can only do it for so much amount of time. Because you just always have to be like a limit to that. Otherwise, what the fuck?
It's all powers. Like, you can't just have powers be infinite.
Unless you're Homura from Madoka Magica, where the only caveat is like, I forgot what it was. It was something dumb.
Shit, there weren't a lot of limits in, like, if you're thinking of, like, X-Men or some shit. It was never like, oh, shit, Cyclops, I'm out of laser beam. I can't charge it for so long.
There is a limit for Cyclops. He can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Well, what the...
No, he had to make a prosthetic for him. He can't live without wearing protective glasses.
Without frying everybody.
He can't see the world without a red tint.
Is it really a red tint? I forgot about that. Red
tint. He can't look at the sunset without a red tint. He can't look in his girl's eyes while making love to her. He can't do any of that. He has to wear sunglasses. He's the asshole that's wearing sunglasses inside.
According to modern Marvel comics, Cyclops, Jean Grey, and Wolverine were a weird polygamous swinger couple.
Gross.
What?
Yeah. That's canon now.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy those facts.
They ruined Cyclops, even though they gave him brain damage.
They ruined Scott Summers. Okay.
They ruined him.
Scott Summers, even though he was, like, such a, you know, Boy Scout.
What, was he really anyone's favorite X-Men? We all know.
Mine?
Really?
Cyclops was always my favorite. Cyclops is so cool. He's the leader. Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
He's the leader. He's literally the leader.
Iceman has always been my favorite, but, you know, Marvel also had to, like, change him up because they were like, Jean Grey went to his mind and she was like, oh, it turns out Bobby's gay. Oh, I'm just like, wait.
Thanks for telling his outing him without his consent. Thank you.
My favorite
was also the guy who was playing, always getting the numbers. Bobby. Iceman.
Exactly.
Iceman. Because he's so cool.
Look. The thing is, I'm not mad that he's gay. I'm mad at Jean Grey because she kind of just like outed him to everyone.
Like, privacy. Like
he was like, you're gay. Wait, you can't do that.
For me, I like Beast growing up, but I always liked Magneto way more than all the X-Men. I thought Magneto was super cool. But
Greg also, over here. What we're hearing is Greg supports the riots.
No, oh my God. Oh, goodness.
But this Greg is what supports Master Race, of course.
Look, but every time I go around asking like the question, at least for your favorite X-Men, usually what I get is Gambit.
Gross.
Gambit is ass.
I think that's still a generic choice.
Gambit is so ass. That's usually
the choice I hear, though. Is everyone liked Gambit growing up? And I'm like,
okay. Man, Gambit sucks. He's like my least favorite.
The Cajun boy.
He's like my least favorite. He's throwing them damn cards. What happens when he runs out? He just starts throwing
shit. When he came in, he was just like, you know, convincing Rogue of stuff. I just hated that relationship. It was so cancerous.
Toxic.
So, since we're kind of winding down here, it's time for our debate, which we will prove that Dawson will not win this one again.
I probably won't.
I won the last two.
Yeah, you won. Last two. You got
somehow it's my show and I haven't won one, which is
because you suck.
Nah, shut up.
Trash.
All right.
Here.
Nah. You don't believe the tier list. Don't believe the tier list. Anyway. All right, so the question for the end of this episode is going to be, if you had to make a AAA game, a AAA is like story-driven game, kind of like The Last of Us, of any media platform, any media franchise, what would it be? Like, if you just give them their own AAA game.
AAA.
Oh, this is a good one.
Well, Gundam already has like a million video games, so I won't count that. Hmm.
This is a good one.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
The Bill Cosby Telltale Game.
The Bill Cosby Telltale Game.
Oh my gosh.
But it would always put in the top corner. No one will remember this.
No one will remember this game. Oh my gosh.
Actually, you know what would be interesting though? Like a fucking Soul Train Telltale game.
Soul Train Telltale?
Like you're playing as like some random black guy.
No, Michael Jackson. Soul Train. Michael like, Jackson, life in the Jackson house.
I can see. Okay.
With Joe.
No. But I like the idea of the mystery game for Soul. But think of it this way. It's like the episode of Rick and Morty with the the story train.
Mm-hmm.
But like you have the premise of like Snowpiercer or something like that, where the train's like, you know, going around in circles and trying to figure out what's on the plane, on the train. But like the train is just inhabited with like America's famous like black musicians and artists and stuff. He's going around like talking to them, kind of like L.A. Noir type shit.
Oh man, where did Don Cornelius go? Oh, it looks like he's I'm not gonna make that joke. That's sad.
Dawson, you got something to make a game with?
You go up to Ray Charles and you're like, hey, did you see anything strange? I don't know. What did I see?
A triple A game? Well, I don't know if this counts or not, but this is kind of something that I've always wanted. It's kind of like DC Universe Online, like, but with a better combat system and you kind of make your own superhero, kind of like just a better tree system where you can make your own power or something and make your own costume. Cause I don't know. I want a good superhero game where I can make my own superhero. And I kind of want something like DC Universe Online, but I don't know. It's hard to explain because I want to be where you can choose a hero or villain, but you can choose like somebody, one of your friends to be your villain.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be your hero. And you just kind of go around and hire henchmen and stuff if you're a villain, or you build a lair. It would probably be like Mutants in the game, the tabletop game, Mutants in Mania. What is it called? Man,
is it like Minds and Mutants or something?
Yeah. Minds and Mutants. Like it's kind of like that, but in video game form.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
I honestly just wanted some good niche 80s revamp of like if I wanted a new like TMNT game because I love that arcade game.
Or,
I think we already have like TMNT a million game. Reboots and stuff of those.
Of true. The team, you don't have any good games.
I don't have any good horror games.
I mean, good horror game?
Like imagine like a AAA Freddy Krueger game in the style of Until Dawn.
Well, they kind of. Well, not.
Like, but let's be real. Like most of those '80s serial killers just aren't that scary anymore.
No, none of them are scary.
They're all like so culturally iconic that like they're not.
Even they weren't scary back. Well, to me, like originally watching as a kid, they weren't scary because it's kind of most of them are. When you actually watch the movie, most of them just die. When they die, it's because they're doing shitty things.
So, like, my mom told me that, like, she remembers when Nightmare on Elm Street came out. And, like, she went to go see it. And she was like, it was the scariest thing ever, but now it's, like, funny. And I'm just like, so I guess, like, the times are changing. We're so desensitized.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. We're so desensitized.
To the horrifying stuff that happens. Like, that one scene where, like, the kid gets sucked into his bed. What actor was that? I believe that's young Johnny Depp, who gets, like, sucked into his bed. And then just, like, chunks just fly out of his bed.
Out of the bed. Like, just imagine seeing, like, we play so many, like, hyper-violent things or watch so many hyper-violent things. Imagine seeing, like, that for, like, the first time, not seeing what the inside of a human body looks like. And then seeing that on TV, on the screen. Or seeing, you remember the scene on the first movie where the woman was asleep? And then she freaking gets...
Oh, she gets dragged across the ceiling?
Dragged across the ceiling. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Right.
Or seeing that one scene where, like, the face is coming out of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Or at the end of the first movie when the dog got pulled through the TV.
Oh, yeah. The door.
When the blow-up dog got pulled through the door and you could tell it wasn't the woman anymore.
But I think... Okay, I think I like the idea of Deshaun won this one with the Soul Train Telltale game.
Soul Train Telltale.
Because you got so many characters, so many like different artists and people. You got.
Wait, I know. You want a Black Dynamite? Just Black Dynamite Telltale.
Yes, Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite Telltale.
That would be the best game ever. Black Dynamite Telltale with some beat 'em up.
Streets of Rage 4 DLC. Black Dynamite
that have invaded the train somehow.
Fucking Shaq Fu.
Where you go around, but you still do the beat 'em up.
So that's the end of this episode. Well, thank you everyone for listening and joining us for this episode 6. You can find us always at thereuppodcast.com. That's reup-podcast.com. And you can find us on Twitter at @thereuppodcast and on SoundCloud. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.